This is Pastor Lee Pickett, Fellowship Baptist Church of Watertown, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. Today I'd like to draw our attention to Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 13 through 20. And we're going to look at and see Jesus Christ, the great servant of servants, as he is reflects the fulfillment of why he has come. Why did he come? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Let's begin reading, and we're going to see three things that he revealed himself to be. Verse 13, and he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the disciples of John and the Pharisees used to fast, and they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast not? But thy disciples fast not. And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Speaking of the time when the Lord Jesus Christ would, after his crucifixion and his burial and his resurrection, would ascend back to heaven to be seated at the right hand of God the Father to fulfill the office of our great high priest, making intercession for us daily in the holy, holy, holy of God, that throne room of heaven. Here in our text, we see Jesus reveal that he has come to fulfill his work of redemption, not just for the Jewish people, but for the Gentile world as alike. In this story, it becomes evident that Jesus had come to reach the outcasts of Jewish society. Remember this, Jesus had recently healed a man afflicted with palsy and had forgiven this man of palsy, and his four friends had lowered him through the roof of the house. It should be noticed that Jesus forgave his sins first, then healed him. That's very important. The message is this: that salvation of your soul is more important than the healing of your body. That's not to say that God doesn't heal the body, but forgiveness and salvation of your eternal soul is far more important than the healing of your body that will last 70 to 90 years. After Jesus forgave and healed, he sent him home, this man of the palsy. I want to read a scripture to us in Luke chapter 5, verse 27, speaking of what happened next. You see, Jesus revealed to us in verse 13 to 16 that he has come to save different types of people. And who are they? Well, the first was verse 14. He came to save a tax collector, a Roman money grabber, if you will. He came to save sinners and publicans, those who knew that they were lost. Jesus did not come to save the self-righteous. Let's read that in Luke 5, 27, speaking of Levi or Matthew. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. There is the essence of discipleship, leaving behind the old life. The Bible tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I remember when I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior 40-some years ago. I turned from my old ways, and I wanted Jesus Christ to be the Lord of my life. I wanted to follow him all the days of my life. I rose up, and I began to do that. And here we are 40-some years later. I would say this as well. I didn't do that on my own because, listen, none of us have any strength in us to live for Jesus Christ. All of our strength comes from the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Did you know that that entails all of the matter of salvation, both when we're justified or saved when we turn to him? our sanctification, or that progressive act of God whereby God works in us to make us like his Son over our entire life, and then the glorification when we finally arrive in heaven. All three phases of our salvation, which is all one, are accomplished in the act of Jesus Christ on the cross. And then it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." Jesus revealed himself as Savior to a lost and dying world. I think of Jesus, he revealed himself as a great physician in verse 17, the healer of those that are spiritually sick, and at times even those who are physically ill, he will touch. Jesus revealed as a bridegroom that we are to have an intimate relationship with him. We are the bride, and he is the bridegroom in Mark chapter 2, verse 18 to 20. And we reveal himself also as the bringer of change. In other words, it was out with the old and in with the new. Child of God, what will your response be to this? Will you serve him? Will you express to him in devotion daily your love for him by telling him how good he is? And purposing in your heart to daily to look in the mirror and forsake yourself and live for him, and to get up daily and move and serve him and love and help others. You say, how do I do that? Well, read the Word of God. Pray, seek his face, ask him to make you like his Son. This is Pastor Lee Pickett. It's been a blessing. And from Fellowship Baptist Church, Watertown, New York, and I've been your pastor for the day.